So, my obsession was in trying to fit into a group that I was much older than. And it started about 5 years ago when I stumbled across an ad on Facebook for CrossFit. And I didn't know what CrossFit even was. And when I told people that I was beginning to take classes at CrossFit, they were asking me if I was insane. It turns out I was. So in trying to fit in, there were multiple social gatherings that CrossFit would always try to arrange to get people to enjoy socializing outside of the gym, and one of them happened to be a event that happened on the 4th of July. And some people never knew that this event happened. I barely remember it. So it was a party at one of the other members' homes, and I remember saying to my partner, you know, whatever you do, don't do anything that embarrasses us, and let's not make a scene. Make sure we don't drink too much. We just want to show up. We want to be cool, you know, because, you know, everyone else is so much younger than we are. We just want to be, you know, we just want to blend in. The party started out great, and I was really being careful about what I was saying and what I was doing and who I talked to and what I said to them and, you know, having the right stance and, you know, looking the right part for CrossFit. So at some part during the night, somebody offered me a vape pen, which I had zero experience with, and I thought that the goal was that you sucked on it until the light went out. That's not the way it works. That's not the way it works. So I sat there drawing and drawing, thinking, I am so cool because I'm going to make this thing go off, and realized the light never went off, but my lights went out. Because about, you know, I blew out this massive amount of vapor, and people looked at me sort of like, oh, shit. And in about 5 minutes, I realized why they looked like that. Because as I stood there, suddenly this sensation came over me that I can only describe as a near-death experience. And it was really important to be super cool now because I knew I was in real big trouble. So I casually looked for a post to lean against, which happened to move. And then leaning against it wasn't quite enough, and I just kind of hunkered down. And then I realized if I don't get out of here really fast, this is not going to be good. So I said to my wife, I said, we got to go. And she's like, what's wrong? And I'm like, I can't. We gotta go. Now. So we start up this pathway that I'm just like barely navigating. And somebody took one look at me and they were like, oh, you wanna go in the house and lay down? I'm like, yeah. So I go in their house, I lay down, and I'm just like dying. And I'm starting to sweat. My blood pressure has gone to zero. I look like a ghost. I think I'm going to have a stroke. I'm really going to have a stroke, but I am not calling 911 because they are not taking me out of here in a fucking ambulance. Because the only thing worse than being this messed up is to have everybody that I went to the gym with see me leave in an ambulance. But yeah, you know how it is with her, you know. So I'm sweating buckets. People came in and said, "Is she okay?" Because at this point, I've crawled to the floor and I've elevated my feet like you do for somebody who's in shock. You elevate their feet. I'm laying on the floor and I'm just dying. And about this time, they announce that the fireworks are about to go off. And my wife says to me, "I'll be right back. I don't want to miss this." And I'm like, "Okay." So she leaves me, and I'm praying I don't die. And she comes back, and I'm like, okay, I think I've got a moment. I can actually stand up, and I know how to get out of this house and where the car is parked. So if you can help me just get up. and get to the car, it'll be fine. And nobody knows what's happened. So we managed to get to the car. We managed to get home. I managed to get out of the car before I throw up all over the front of my house. And I get in the house, and the next morning, I am just mortified. And I'm thinking, I think it was pretty cool. Nobody noticed until until there was a Christmas party not far after that, and somebody popped over and said, "Oh, I heard about that party at Kim and Amy's house. I heard you were really messed up." And I was like, "Yeah, but I'm still cool."